component points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. It is September the 13th, and we're broadcasting live from Shell Landing Golf Club in Goshen, Mississippi. As you know, we'll talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, and there is a ton of golf to talk about. But before we go any further, I'd like to take just a second and recognize all the lives that were lost and affected by the tragedy of 9/11 19 years ago. Okay, thank you for that. All right, today's show is going to be a ton of fun as we are getting set for another GCGA Tour event, and it happens right here at Shell Landing. I'm telling you, this will be a very, very fast-paced show, and I say it each and every Sunday. You got to buckle up, all right? Let me welcome all of our folks in the Birmingham, Montgomery area, and Auburn area, as well as all the parts in between, and we'd like to welcome you on board to a brand-new sports station, Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. Also, all of you along the Gulf Coast from Destin, Florida to Gulfport, Mississippi, glad to have you on board with us as well. I know we'll all be watching the weather around here. Hope that it kind of holds off for a little bit, but we'll talk about the weather coming up in just a bit. I am your host, Randy Bergen, my podgy, Danny Spivey. Well, he's out today as he leads. Are you ready for this? He leads the membership at Steelwood Championship, and he may be texting me just a little bit later to let me know how he's doing. So, what do I do? You know, whenever Dan's out, you know what I do. I go to the bullpen. I bring in the aces. That's right. Are you ready for this? First up, here we go. Get set. He's a teaching professional. He's the head rules official for the American Century Celebrity Classic in Lake Tahoe. He's the lead celebrity rules official for the LPGA Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. He's the official rules official for the GCGA Tour. He's my partner in all of our events. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. You know who it is. Come on. That's right. It is Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, now how about that little intro? Come on, man.
Huh? Wow. I have to get my pen out and start signing autographs now. Right. Man, I really climbed the totem pole. Thank you,
Randy. You did good.
It's good to be here. Had a nice drive down from Hattiesburg. It's always a pleasure to come here to Shell Landing, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and Mississippi's home and Alabama's home. I feel like I
Absolutely.
Have two homes. I lived 40 years in Alabama and my hometown of Hattiesburg and southern Mississippi. But it's good to be here for another GCGA event. You and Joey do a great job. And we have a great host today.
We certainly do. Let me go ahead and introduce him. And every time I talk with Kenny, I always tell him he's the best dressed PGA professional in the area. He is the CEO and one of the owners here at Shell Landing. My man, Kenny Hughes. Kenny, we are glad to be here today, and then thank you for hosting us for this GCGA Tour event today.
You're more than welcome. We are just ecstatic to have y'all here today. It's a beautiful day, nice wind, golf course is perfect.
You know, a lot of folks were kind of concerned about the weather. As a matter of fact, we had some guys that say, look, we're probably not going to make the trip over because we're worried about it. Shame on y'all, okay? Just like Kenny, just like you told me. If I kept my golf course open or closed based on the weather reports, you'd never be open.
I'd be bankrupt.
Well, we are excited. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the weather coming up in just a few moments. But a lot to get into today, I got to tell you. We're going to talk a little bit about DJ, Dustin Johnson, and his win last week for the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup win at East Lake. Now, instead of DJ, we'll turn those initials around and talk about JD, John Daly. All right, he got some news this past week. Not too favorable. Of course, we had an opportunity to talk with him. Danny talked with him just the other day. We'll tell you what he had to say. The start of the wraparound season finishes up today, and looks like the young guns are making some statements. You know, we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, but come on, man. Football cranked up, all right? So we got to talk some football. Got to talk some football. And I know you're getting pretty excited, Kenny, about your favorite team popping up here pretty soon.
Which one is that?
Well, that one right over there.
Right over where?
Which is your favorite college team?
My favorite college team? Well, I almost wore my Notre Dame shirt today, but
they played last night.
I know. They look pretty good.
They did. Yeah. I mean,
but you know,
wasn't too much of a challenge, was
they'll get smoked in the bowls. You know how that goes.
That's right. And you got your Saints that are playing today.
Yeah. Tom Brady playing for Tampa Bay. That's historic.
Times are changing, aren't they?
They are changing, for sure.
Well, we're certainly going to talk about that. Also, the phone lines will be open if you've got a question or a comment. For winnings, you got to know the number, 251-343-0106, or you can text us on that same number, 251-343-0106. Hey, you can tune us in anywhere you go. All you need to do is go to TuneIn Radio, search FM Talk 106.5, or Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3, a part of Radio Alabama. I want to remind you the brand new summer edition of our lifestyle, leisure, and travel and golf magazine, Southern Fairways, is out. It is a beauty. I'm telling you, man, oh man, the publisher, Joey Johnson, has done an awesome job. If you have an opportunity, there are most golf courses throughout the South and certainly along the Gulf Coast. If you can pick one up, do that. If you cannot, well, all you need to do is go on to your website or go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and you can get the digital version. He has done an outstanding job. This one right here, Bobby, I know you looked at it as he took a little trip over to Branson, Missouri. All right. Have either of you played at Branson, Missouri?
I have not.
You talk about some beautiful golf courses. Check out this edition of Southern Fairways Golf right there on southernfairwaysgolf.com. While you're there, check out the tab that says Deals. You can get golf at up to 50% off at some of your favorite golf courses. Also, you can check out our podcast. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't think we're on TikTok yet, but who knows? We might be doing something with TikTok. All you got to do is search Southern Fairways Golf. All right, GCGA Tour, it cranks up right here at Shell Landing today in Goshen, Mississippi. Now, for all of you that have passed Goshen and you said, where is Goshen, Mississippi? If you're on I-10, it's spelled G-A-U-T-I-E-R. So, Kenny, it is not pronounced the way it is spelled.
It's French, you know, and that's where it got the name. I mean, it's a small little town located between Pascagoula and Ocean Springs, but a nice laid-back community, and got a great golf course and a great piece of land that this golf course was built on, right on the banks of some marshes and water of the Gulf of Mexico. So, but great place.
It really is. And I'm going to tell you, this golf course right here, Shell Landing, is, and I've said it how many times? A million? Mm-hmm. One of my favorite places to play along the Gulf Coast. And there's a lot of guys that will be playing here for the first time in this GCG event, and they're ecstatic. We've built you up here. We've built you up, and I know you won't let us down. The course is in great shape.
It's in great shape. I mean, the greens, I was just there with some of our members that play almost every Sunday morning. They just said it's fantastic. I don't see how it can get much better. And the rough is healthy. So you want to stay out of that. But we got some wide fairways. We don't try to grow it up too tall, but it's very healthy, and it's playing fast and firm. We hadn't had rain in 3 weeks, so.
Hey, we had our state of Louisiana, state of Mississippi. We have the Gulf States section of the PGA of America, and Kenny was nice enough. Him and Jerry hosted our senior championship down here. We had a little rain the first round, went out the next day. It was a little wet, but I'm going to tell you, by the end of the day, we had a really nice time.
It drains well.
The greens drained great. And what I love to tell people out there that are listening about Shell Landing, if you make the trip down here to come down and see us, this golf course has a lot of movement to it.
It sure does.
It's a great layout, and we'll talk about that in the future.
We'll do that for sure. Hey, David Musial generally comes up in the next segment with Glenn Lakes and our Golfer Dummies. He's taking the weekend off, but that's all right. We're going to get you caught up on the leaderboards. Got a lot happening, so don't touch that dial. It is Southern Fairways Golf Show.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
There you go, the sweet sounds of boom. All right, the Corn Ferry Tour finishes up today in Westchester, Illinois, for the Evans Scholars Invitational. Leading the way, the 27-year-old and former LSU Tiger, Curtis Thompson, sits at 14 under. He has a two-stroke lead over Theo Humphrey. Humphrey played at Vanderbilt and former Crimson Tider Trey Mullinex. They are at 12-under. By the way, recognize Curtis's last name, Thompson. Well, he's the brother to PGA Tour player Nicholas Thompson, and his younger sister is none other than Lexi Thompson. Facts you can use right here on Southern Fairways Golf, right there. All right, the European Tour, they'll be wrapping up in just a few moments. Right now, the young man from South Africa, Cotese, has the lead. We'll tell you who wins it in just a moment. The ladies of the LPGA will finish their first U.S. major of the season for the ANA Inspiration 2020 in Mission Hills Country Club in Rancho Mirage, California. Two atop the leaderboard, one. Bobby, you know who I'm talking about. She's one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet on the LPGA from Canada, Brooks Henderson, and someone you helped out in January, Nella Korda. They have a two-shot lead at 12-under. American Lexi Thompson, South Korea's Mirami Lee, and Australia's Catherine Kirk, two back at 10-under. Catherine Kirk, also one of those very, very sweet ladies from the LPGA. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, host the old guys of the PGA Tour Champions this week. They'll finish up the Sanford International today. The Mechanic, Spain's Miguel Angel Jimenez, along with the Cheesehead from Wisconsin, great guy Steve Stricker, leads the gang at 9-under. But watch out, England's Darren Clark, American's Kevin Sutherland, and my man Freddie Couples are just one back at 8-under. The PGA Tour started their wraparound season in Napa, California for the Safeway Open. Australia's Cameron Piercy looking for his first PGA Tour victory. He's all alone at 16-under, but don't blink. American's Brian Stewart, Sam Burns, and the new lumpy Harry Higgs are just one stroke back at 15-under. Locally, the member championship at Steelwood Country Club sees our very own Danny Spivey. He has a three-stroke lead, shooting a 70 yesterday. My good friend and long-hitting Hamp Andrews shot a 73, and we'll try to close the gap today. Can he do it? I don't know. I believe Danny. Just do what you do, and you'll be carrying home the trophy. There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. Talking about Harry Higgs, and welcome back, everyone. We are broadcasting live today from Shell Landing in Goshen, Mississippi. I'm Randy Bergen, along with PGA teaching professional Bobby Hall, and also PGA teaching professional, owner, and CEO of Shell Landing, our good friend Kenny Hughes. Danny, as I just mentioned, playing in the championship there at Steelwood, and he could be bringing home a trophy today. Hopefully he will do what he has been doing, and certainly no doubt that he will. All of our money is, we're going to lay it out there. We went over to Biloxi last night, and we put all of our money on Danny. So there you go, Danny. We put our $5 on you. But we were talking about Harry Higgs just a few moments ago. This kid, listen, he may not look like your prototypical young gun right now, but the kid can play some golf.
Oh, he's got some power, and he's got a lot of balance too. I guess when you weigh 290, you know, you can't move around that much on a golf ball.
How do you teach someone like that? I mean, it's just got to be natural athleticism on that.
Yeah, he's strong. He made the Albatross over on the par five on
Friday.
18th hole on Friday. Yep. You know, and you know, he looks like he's got a carefree attitude, which I think you need out there. He doesn't look like he's stressing out. So we'll see what the day brings.
It'll be interesting. I mentioned George Cotese, the South African. Right now, he's got a one stroke lead in the Portugal Masters. He's trying to close it up. He's through 16. He's on number 17 right now. England's Lauren Cantor has finished at 14-under. Tommy Fleetwood, who really moved up the charts a little bit today. He finishes at 13-under, two strokes back right now. With that on, right now he's the leader. I believe he and Longergren are 13-under, so they're the leaders in the clubhouse right now. See if Cortez can get another win from South Africa. We'll let you know how that goes here in just a few moments. But, hey, okay, the wraparound season has started now for the PGA Tour. It looks like they're going to play 53 events this year. Which is a ton of golf. You can't expect the big guys to play in every event. But how about Phil Mickelson? Phil goes out. He wins his first event playing on the Tour Champions in Missouri, which you kind of had to expect that he was going to do that, right? He plays well. He gets the win there. He comes back, almost misses the cut on Friday, but able to hang in there. And we'll see how he finishes up today to get his 2020-2021 season started.
Well, I, you know, when you talk about Phil Mickelson, you'll never know what's going to go on. But when he won that event on the Champions Tour, I know, yeah, you're expecting him to do well, but still to win. in your first time out, you know, that's impressive. So he's still got a lot of game.
But don't you kind of see that, though? I mean, a lot of the guys that come right off the PGA Tour, they hit that 50 mark, their first event on their first, second, or third event on the Champions Tour. They seem to kind of get a win in there.
Well, they're playing from a little bit shorter distance, and usually the golf courses aren't as set up as hard. But, you know, here at Fallen Oak, when they played the last couple of years, I mean, that golf course played extremely tough. And you know, that you still got to put the ball in the hole.
You that's know, exactly right.
That, I mean, that's there's no you have to make putts. And so that's a lot of pressure because everybody's expecting him to win. That's even tougher to win.
He was banging it out there pretty good, though.
Oh, he can still pound it. You know, you saw the bet that somebody put on him for the U.S. Open next week, huh? $45,000 to win over $3
million. Oh, my. Ooh. Really?
He said he hopes he's got a three-shot lead going into 18.
I like that commercial that the Callaway has got out now. They say, you know, they go through and say – they I guess they go through the list of their Callaway team there and say, hey, he says, when have I ever let you down a wing foot? Of course, they'll crank up on Thursday for the U.S. Open. We'll see. But if you pick the right player, then I think you get what? You get a driver or something? Have you seen that?
Yep.
You seen
it? Yep.
Well, they did this a few years ago, so I guess that's back. Yeah, if you pick the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not the first time Callaway's done that.
Okay, y'all want to win a driver? One of us three can win it.
Okay.
DJ, John Rahm, Justin Thomas.
Okay. I like that. Let me tell you who I think if you put a gun to my head and said I had to pick somebody right now, I'll tell you who you need to watch is Xander Schauffele.
Oh, yeah.
Xander Schauffele's been playing some very good golf, all right? He could be up there. Now, Dustin Johnson, let's talk a little bit about Dustin Johnson. He played crazy good golf at East Lake. Coming off that the previous win, he gets there, he gets his first FedEx Cup. That's a little $15 million. Would that help a little bit? Bobby, could that help you out a little bit? Okay.
Yeah, it pays a bill.
That'll pay a bill or two, wouldn't it? But how about how good he's been playing? And I think what it is, and you tell me, you guys are teachers, all right? But and I've told Danny and Bobby, you and I've talked about it. When I'm putting and I'm feeling my putts and I'm seeing balls go in, the rest of my game just kind of becomes easy.
Well, that's true. A lot of people feed off that short game. It gets your confidence level up. You can hit a bad shot, still get it up and down because you're putting well. So, yeah, I've seen this guy do it too, Kenny, one day at Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. We were partners. He made everything. Still drove Rick Cleveland crazy. But you know, had the putter working that day, and that's exactly right. What separates those? Kenny and I have always known that. You get that putter hot, that separates it all right there.
And what he did after losing the U.S. Open – to work on his short game and his putting to become the best player in the world is just phenomenal. And you can see when he steps up on a tee, he knows where that driver's going, and he just pounds it. He does not take hardly any time. And I just commend him for doing that and going to an entirely different level of sportsmanship. And maybe Brooks Koepka kind of got underneath his skin a little bit, and he just turned the dial up and said, let's see what you really got.
Well, and maybe there's a tip you guys could probably give us in here. Getting set to go out. A lot of guys are listening to us right now, coming over from Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, to come over to Shell Landing to play in the GCGA event that happens at 1 o'clock here today. Maybe there's a tip. Both of you can give us on putting. Bobby?
Well, yeah, on putting, I like to make sure that you're balanced. I still, even on full swings and half shots, I see people fall off balance. And so I think when you get set for putting is get grounded and keep your lower body still. Played a round of golf yesterday, a good friend of mine, he should have shot a lot better, but he's swaying on his putts real bad. I just see him get real top heavy. Get balanced and stay steady. And then I like to see your hands stay firm, not a lot of flipping of the putter. So, but the balance and just being quiet and being still, I think, is a good tip.
Very good.
I agree with that, and also I have the K coach in here, and you can see the putting and the pelvis and how the pelvis needs to be more underneath you than what a lot of people think. I think they get too tilted, and they get a little strain in their lower back, and they start moving, and they don't even realize that they do it. And the other thing I see about putting is tempo. Tempo, tempo, tempo.
Good point.
K give someone a tip there on tempo, because some people's tempo might be a little fast, some people's tempo might be a little bit slower. How do you gauge what your tempo is?
I think if you look at the majority of great putters on the PGA Tour over years and the LPGA Tour, the tempo is not quick and poppy, and it's not real long and slow. I think it's somewhere around the 77, 76 beats. And I think that's your pace is going to be better. And if your pace is better, you're going to make more putts.
There you go. Man, I like it. I like it. Hey, we got some more tips coming your way. Guess what? I'm going to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments. Get those fingers ready at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. That's how you're going to win golf right here on Southern Fairways. We roll on from Shell Landing right after this. All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show as we broadcast live today from Shell Landing Golf Club in beautiful Goshen, Mississippi. I'm Randy Bergen, along with PGA teaching professional Bobby Hall. We call him Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, and the best dressed professional in the world. How about that one? Okay.
That's a little much.
Kenny Hughes, of course, Kenny, the CEO and one of the owners here at Shell Landing, one of our favorite places to play. A lot of fun out here. We're excited to be out here for the GCGA Tour event. And Bobby, you know, we're wrapping it. It's coming to an end here. We've got today, and then we've only got two more. Our next one will be October the 4th at Kraft Farms. You can go to GCGA Tour and go ahead and register for that. And then our Tour Championship will wrap up at Timber Creek on the 25th of October. And then, hey, we go into November, and we're going to play our Ryder Cup event at Lakewood, and we're excited about that. We're taking the top 20 guys, divide them into two teams. I'm going to be a captain. Joey's going to be a captain. Last year, Bobby, we didn't do too good.
No.
We've got to do better this year.
Yeah, we were on the sidelines, weren't we? Let me tell you about the GCGA Tour. It's a wonderful tour for everybody like myself, club pro. I can play. We like club pros, more of them to show up in it. But also there's good amateur players, and then there's handicaps of all handicaps through the event. And so you're flighted by your handicap. You're put on a point system that Joey does a great job of running and keeping up with. But Kenny knows, and Jerry Kovich has played here, is a great player. Your assistant does a fine job here. It's all about competition. And whether you're an 18 handicapper, you're an 8 handicapper, you're scratch, we're going to try to beat each other's brains out in our flight and then have a cold beer at the end of the day and put our arms around each other, in a manner of speaking. With COVID, you don't want to do that. But just have a great day of camaraderie and competition. So when the bell goes off, no matter what flight you're in, you're in competition. And that's what this tour is all about. But it's fun. You have closest to the pin. Just a lot of nice sponsors out there. Yeah. Jimmy Stocks just a great job. So it's like a little tour event, but it's in your backyard. And no matter what your handicap is, no matter what your ability, we're going to make a spot for you. And that's what I like about it so much.
Yeah,
it's the camaraderie.
It's the Stableford point system. And the beautiful thing about that is it doesn't matter. Like you said, Bobby, it doesn't matter what your handicap is. And, you know, whenever you're playing stroke play, the good players say, okay, I have to beat that guy, and that guy. They only play against three people, basically. When you play in this event, you play against the whole field, because
overall,
a high handicapper could have a great day and come in and get the most points and win the trophy. So
that's right.
You got to be ready to play. You got to be ready to pull the trigger and be ready to putt well when you get out here and play on the GCGA Tour.
Good.
All right. So we're excited about it. I want to remind you, too, hey, the Fall 2020 Junior League over at Glen Lakes is happening, coming up here in just a little bit. Kids ages 8 through 16, Saturday, play days from 9:45, shotgun start. That happened yesterday. And I think he had 31 kids out there yesterday. David did over at Glen Lakes. It'll be on the 26th, and you'll have October the 10th and 17th. Now, if you'd like more information, you can go and call David at 251-955-1220, 955-1220. So give him a call. It'll be a lot of fun. Glen Lakes, of course, David Musial always has our Golf for Dummies, which, Kenny, I know you're not familiar with, but Golf for Dummies segment has really grown, and it's helping a lot of folks that are not familiar with some of the terminology, not familiar with when we say hook, slice, whatever. And so we're getting more people involved in it, and had a lot of text on that. So we're happy to have that for our newcomers, if you will, to this great game of golf. Got to thank some of our great sponsors of the show. If you like what we're doing, visit these guys. Tell them you like it, and they'll thank you. It means a ton to us, means a ton to them. Thanks to McConnell Automotive. Hey, if you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, do yourself a favor and save some money. Go see our good friends at McConnell Automotive. You can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. They're the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Bridgestone Golf is the official golf ball and golf glove of Southern Fairways Golf Show and Magazine. I don't know, winners like Bryson DeChambeau, Matt Kuchar, Lexi Thompson, my man Freddie Couples. How about, one of the GOATs, Tiger Woods. Yeah, they all hit Bridgestone Golf balls. By the way, Rocco has started hitting Bridgestone, and I think there's a new fella beginning to hit the golf ball, Brendan Steele. They're all joining the Bridgestone family. Just saying, you might want to try the golf ball out, okay? You might want to try it out. Go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and scroll down to the VFit site. If you want to try some free samples of the Bridgestone golf balls, do as directed in three easy steps, and Bridgestone will send you a sleeve of the ball they recommend for your swing. It's simple, it's free, and you can play with what the top players in golf play with. It is Bridgestone. We encourage you, and thank Bridgestone Golf at BridgestoneGolf.com. All right, there you go. Let's talk a little about DJ. I want to talk a little bit about JD, John Daly, in just a moment. We're getting all kind of music here. I think that's you, Bobby.
My apologies.
It sounded like the beginning of Shell Landing's website. Yeah, that's it.
It was. You know, need a little background there.
Exactly. I want to talk about DJ and JD here in just a moment, but I do want to talk about Shell Landing. We're here today. Okay. And let's talk about what you've done here at Shell Landing, because we've been coming here. Keenan, we've been knowing each other for 15 years, something like that.
Yep.
And you've done a lot of things in those 15 years here at Shell Landing.
Yep. I just August 1st was 21 years that I've been employed at Shell Landing. We opened in November of 2000. I went through five different ownerships in 10 years. This coming up the September the 20th will be 8 years that myself and my three partners have owned a golf course, and we have really accelerated in the last 8 years the conditioning of the facility, the upgrades to the facility, the clearing of the land and the trees, the views that you get now at this golf course. We shot a drone on that on our website. That drone flyover over every hole was done in October of 2018, and I tell you, if we did it today, you would see an entirely different golf course. It's more playable. There's more sunlight coming through on the grass. It's just a beautiful aesthetic views, and there's turf growing in areas that didn't see grass for 10 years, and we're not done yet. I say that we're probably 60% done of what I want to see done. And we've, as you can see right through here on the back deck, you can see all the way across number 9 now.
Yeah, which used to be all trees.
That was all trees. We cleared that out, and the views are great. I'm with it because of COVID, there's going to be a lot more outdoor activities. So we're doing a lot more on that back deck. And it's just it's just a work of progress, and it's a joy to come to work every day. And it's even more of a joy to go play golf now, because it's hard to keep me in my office now that the golf course is this good. And I love being out there.
Well, there's no question that you have done a tremendous amount to it. It is a great place to play. I always enjoy coming over and playing here. And let me ask you, whenever you have weather like we'll talk about it just here in a few moments, but whenever you have the kind of weather coming in, does it affect you much? Do you see a lot of trees being blown down? I mean, I know you're more into a marsh type of area here, but does it affect you much other than the water rising, where you have a new boat on number
number 6?
It's the yacht.
Yeah. It's the SS Shell Landing, right?
That came in Hurricane Nate about in 18, 17, somewhere in there. It floated up on the Gold Tee at number 6, one of our signature holes. But normally, the trees for the most part are okay. If you're in a low area where it's real wet and you get a lot of wind, We had a couple in a tropical storm that happened back here by number 9, and it's just it's too wet to get down in there and clean them up right now. But hopefully, knock on wood, the wind shears and this thing's moving pretty quick, that we can skirt by with little to no effect. So, but we're planning, you know, to make sure that our employees are safe and our golfers are safe, and we'll shut down at the appropriate time and have everything battened down and ride out the storm.
Well, there's no question that right now has been very interesting over the last 6-7 months wow. For everyone, with the COVID-19, with the weather we've been having down here on the Gulf Coast, and it's just time for a little bit of a change.
Well, it's been an incredible year, mixed bag of things, tourists canceling, all the hotel rooms basically closed and the casinos, so we lost all our tourists in mid-March all the way through the end of May. But the weather was perfect. We had a lot of member play. We had a lot of local play and people coming over from Mobile and in Alabama and even Louisiana, because their golf courses in Hattiesburg, because their golf courses were shut down or so limited that they couldn't even play. So we had a lot of play. The weather was beautiful. Thank God we were able to stay open and keep everybody employed. Didn't have to furlough anyone, and actually was trying to hire more people. And then once the casinos opened their doors back open, I mean, June and July was just off the charts, and August was fantastic, and September has taken off fantastic. So it's been a lot of emotion and a lot of hard work, and I have to say that to my staff for being here day in and day out when a lot of people were not able to work. And so we're very fortunate.
If you have an opportunity, we recommend you contact Kenny, contact Jerry, the staff here at Shell Landing, and set up a tee time. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. If they want to set that tee time up, how do they do that?
They can go to our website and book directly online, or they can call us at 228-497-5683, and we're open from 7 o'clock to 6. Actually, we have a 24-hour answering service, so when we're closed, the phone rings in Chicago, and Easy Suite is who we use, they can book your tee time for you. So we don't have to actually be here for you to book. So it's nice, and there's no more aerification, anything of that nature. So we're set for the rest of the year.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Go to shelllandinggolf.com, shelllandinggolf.com, shelllandinggolf.com.
Yeah, I'd also like to say, you know, we got here a little early today, and lovely Miss Catherine took care of Randy and I, got us some food, and opened up. She was very, very nice. You also have a great practice facility, a great open driving range, a great chipping green. So a lot of guys like to hit balls, like to warm up, whatever, and you got a great place to practice. Kenny also has his indoor hitting facility in here with your K monitor. And tell us a little bit more about that. What can I look forward to, or girl, or coming in for lessons? What can you get here?
We put this in November of last year, and we bought the K-Coach, which is a 3D model of your body. And it took us about a month to learn it because there's a lot to it. But it's a great tool for teaching. It's a great tool for a student to learn. We also have a launch monitor in here. And, you know, when it's cold and wet outside or dark, I gave a bunch of lessons in November, December, January, and February. I kind of shut it down when the COVID thing hit. I kind of shut it down. And, you know, it's amazing what you can learn in an environment where you can see data. I was struggling for about a month with my golf game, and I was trying to do one thing, and it wasn't getting any better. And actually, rain came up one day when I was warming up on the range. So I came in here, turned on a machine, I hit some balls. And within 30 minutes, what I was trying to do was the opposite of what I should have been doing. And I went out and played the next day, and it was like, man.
Let me just tell you, his reputation precedes him, Bobby. All the way over in Baldwin County, I'm hearing about Kenny Hughes' golf game hitting 8 irons, 175, or is that?
No, that's my 7 iron.
7 iron. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well. There you go. So I'm going to get that little tip before we go out and play today. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick time out. I told y'all this first hour will come and go, and it is going by extremely fast. Don't go anywhere. Giving away golf when we come back right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. And And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy today, and he'll be riding with me, my good friend, one of my best buddies, in the whole wide world, PGA teaching professional, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, and joined by the CEO and one of the owners here at Shell Landing, our very good friend, Kenny Hughes. Glad to be here at Shell Landing in Goshen, Mississippi, as we get set for the GCGA Tour. It happens in just a little bit. And there's a tour, there's something else happening that I got to share with you. You've been hearing the promos on it. If you're a junior level, high school, and college level golfers, registration is now open for the Reese's Senior Bowl Winter Classic to be held December the 29th and 30th. Now, the proceeds, they're going to benefit our good friends over at L'Arche Mobile. This is a junior golf scoreboard ranked event. It is a two-day, 36-hole tournament at Azalea City Golf Club, our good friend Lawrence Auer over there. Golfers ages 9 to 22 will be in their respective age groups. If you'd like to register for this, and I'm telling you, it is a great cause. You can go to Jimmy Green Tour. It is a Jimmy Green Tour hosted event. Go to jimmygreentour.com, jimmygreentour.com. Our buddy Jay Stubbs, he does an outstanding job with Jimmy Green. And I know, Bobby, you've been a part of Jimmy Green for many, many, many years when Beth was running it. And I'm telling you, what Jay has done with Jimmy Green is he's elevated it. She did a great job, but he's elevated it 10 times or more.
Yeah, it's a great program. I remember when Joe Barbato and Jimmy Green were both still alive came to me and said, we need somebody young to help head up the junior program. And Jimmy Green died of cancer. We renamed the tour in his name. And off to the race it went. People like Woody Woodall and Jimmy Green and Joe Barbato, Telfair Gitto. There were just a lot of Clay Koshel, just a lot of great pros in the area that helped that get off the ground. And then the other pros in the area jumped on board, Paul Martino at Robert Trent Jones and just everybody, Tim Gressett. There wasn't a pro that said no, and then it just grew and grew and grew. I ran it for 14 years, and then Beth Berry took over, did a great job. Mike Thompson got involved from Russell Thompson Butler in Houston, accounting firm. We started a scholarship program, and there'll be a lot. Bobby Wyatt will tell you he cut his teeth on the Jimmy Green Tour. So
did Robbie Shelton.
Yes, they all did. Scott Smith at Mobile Country Club. Just a lot of people are involved with that, and so I'm glad it's still going. So, yes.
Well, Jay's doing a great job.
Get involved with it. That's good to hear. Thank you.
Be sure and check it out. Go to jimmygreentour.com, jimmygreentour.com. A couple other guys. Let's do this real quick. I got some other guys we got to thank. But before we do, let's go ahead and give away some golf. I'm giving a five-pack away to Glen Lakes. Now, what that means is we're going to take care of the green fees. All you have to do is pick up the cart fee. You and four of your golfing buddies are going to go play golf, so you can be the hero here. We're taking, that's about $150, $175 deal right now. We'll take the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You and four of your golfing buddies, you're going to go out to Glen Lakes and see our good friend David Musial, the superintendent out there. William Dabney keeps that in great shape. We played out there on Monday, Memorial Day, and or Labor Day, excuse me, and it was in fantastic shape. Hey, one of the biggest proponents of Southern Fairways Golf Show is Boudreaux's Cajun Grill in Daphne, Alabama. I'll tell you all the time, I say it over and over, and I'm going to say it again, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill is the best Cajun food along the Gulf Coast. They're located on Highway 98 in Daphne, just off I-10. It is absolutely phenomenal. A couple of suggestions for you. Kenny, I know when you go over there, I want to suggest a couple of things for you, okay?
I'm listening.
The voodoo pasta with blackened alligator tail is a staple, okay? You have to try that one, all right? Maybe you're not into pasta. How about a Wagyu steak? Oh, fantastic, okay? Maybe you don't want a steak, all right? How about fresh grilled salmon? That's up your alley.
That's my alley.
That's
right
what
there.
We had. We had the last time we went, took Boom over there for her birthday, and that's what we had was the grilled salmon, and it was fantastic. Hey, if you're a martini fan, are you ready for this? Why don't you ask for the Southern Fairways Chip Shot Martini? A portion of the cost will go to the Folds of Honor. Great organization. Tell Matt that Randy sent you, and there might be just a little surprise in there for you, as Matt will be our one of our foursomes today.
So. All right.
But, no, they do a fabulous, fabulous job right there at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. One guy that's not going to be here with us today, you know who's not going to be with us playing?
Well, besides Danny.
Besides Danny is our good friend Adam. Dirt. Dirt's not going to be with us today.
Oh.
Yep, Dirt is out. But I'm going to tell you, he is a big sponsor of the show. And let me just say that if you've got – if you're You got gold or silver. You want to turn it into hard, cold cash? Okay. Just telling you, in these times, you might want to do that, right? This guy can do it. Adam at Adams Title Pawn and Foley. Also, if you've got diamonds, he will give you the very best. He's fair. He's honest. He'll take very good friend, he'll take very good care of you. He's a friend of ours for sure. And I'm telling you, check him out at Adam at Adams Title Pawn in Foley. Great job. We've got so many sponsors, and we thank all of them. I do want to remind you that on September the 28th, that's 2 weeks from today, I believe, at Montgomery Country Club, the staff of the Alabama Golfers Association will be participating in a 100-hole hike to raise money and awareness for Youth on Course Alabama. They will walk and play 100 holes from sunup to sundown to continue the phenomenal growth of the game. Have you ever done that, Kenny?
I have not played 100 holes. No, I played. My nickname was Marathon back when I was at Sunkiss because I played 70-something holes in one day. Wow. The golf cart broke down in the middle of the golf course, and they had to push it in. And so the pro gave me a nickname, Marathon.
How about you, Bobby? You ever played 100 holes in one day?
Tim Grissett and I played 154 holes at Quill Creek one day.
Oh, my God. How do you do that?
Well, he took a cart. I took a cart. We teed off in about 6:45 in the morning, and we played till dark. Got up the next day, carried my bag, played 18 holes, and shot even par.
Holy cow.
That's back when we had a 32-inch waist and we were a little bit younger.
Oh, my goodness.
We played 154 one day, but we went just as fast as we could in a golf cart. We weren't walking, so I admire the guys that are going to walk 100 holes. That's pretty strong.
Well, this is a great cause. Every dollar donated goes directly towards supporting Youth on Course Alabama. A donation of just $100 ensures that 20 youth golfers will get the chance to play a round of golf in 2020 and beyond. The Alabama Golfers Association also encourages you to share their story with friends and colleagues who have vested interest in the game of golf in a great state. That's right, Kenny. It's Alabama.
I hear you.
Mississippi's good, but come on, Alabama. Listen, do check it out. You can go online and search 100holehike.org. Andy Priest, the executive director of the AGA, the Alabama Golfers Association, he's going to be on with me next week, and we'll talk more about that. He's a great guy. He does a great job for the AGA. Hey, congratulations to Jeffrey Howell in Robertsdale, Alabama. You pick up the 5-pack to Glen Lakes. You're going to certainly enjoy it. Your friends will call you. Your new nickname will be Hero. That's Jeffrey's new nickname. So there you go. David Muse will take good care of you. Guys, we are just about out of time in this hour. Has it gone by fast?
You're right. It did fly.
Yeah?
You play this quick?
I'm an Army golfer. left, right. No, we're going to have fun. Look, before we get out of here, though, I do want both of you to kind of give us a tip. And, Kenny, I'm going to start with you. Folks go out to get ready to play this great game of golf. And maybe what's a good tip for them to kind of get their minds and bodies right to go out and play this week?
Well, honestly, when you said mind, I think that people get a little too tight when they play golf, you know, with their friends. You know, they want to do good.
Impress them.
And
every
impress
shot.
Them. And, you know, they grip the club too tight. You know, they're so focused on mechanics and everything that's coming through their mobile phone and the tip of the day and stuff. They got 20 different things going through their mind. And, I mean, I think it just balance. You know, I had a 5-year-old I was teaching. I said, and he was an extremely talented 5-year-old kid. And I said, finish like a golf pro. And it was amazing how good he hit the golf ball just by finishing in balance. He didn't think about all the things between taking it back. And, you know, all he thought about was in balance. Just stay in balance and see a good picture. I said, what do you see when his kid's hitting the ball at 5 years old? And he goes, tush. And I said, don't ever lose that sight.
Right. That's awesome.
That's the greatest thing I can tell you.
That is awesome. That's a neat tip right there. Yes. You know, finishing. Bobby, we've talked about many, many times. Pretend like they're taking your picture. Hold the pose. Hold the pose. But let me ask you real quick, and I know you got a tip for us, Bobby, before we get out of here. But what do you do, Kenny? Maybe I can just get this tip from you. Maybe Bobby won't be looking or listening to this. But whenever I go back to swing, Bobby always cringes. So. Come see you Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right?
Stretch. The older we get, the more we need to stretch.
What you got for us, Bobby?
Well, I was just going to say I have my stretch band on my cart, and I have also have a little elbow guide that I have. I see a lot of flying elbows, and your arms get apart. Try to keep those elbows close together, you know. As you said, visualize it. Look at a lot of pictures in Golf Digest and your other magazines. Don't try to read the whole article and understand it, but look at the pictures and visualize
that.
Good
stuff. Bobby Hall, thanks for being here today. Great job.
Thank you.
Kenny, thanks for hosting us, Dave. Folks, get out here to Shell Lane and see Kenny.
Thank you.
Thanks to our producers, Ian, Leanna, and Philip. Thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Show. We'll see you next week. All right, Danny will be back. And we'll be back on TV. Until then, I'm Randy Bergen for the whole staff. Have a great day. See you next week right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Bye-bye, everybody.